This is WMUK's Let's Hear It, Music of the Moment in West Michigan. I'm Kara Lawrence. Glad you could come along tonight. My guests are two choral directors, Rick Phelps, who leads the Kalamazoo Singers, and Fred Sang, who is director of the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus. And together they're going to present a very special work on Sunday, May 3rd at 3 o'clock at First United Methodist Church in Kalamazoo. Welcome, Rick and Fred.
Thanks, Kara. It's great to be here.
Good to see you.
So this is an official program by the Kalamazoo Singers, I believe. So I'm going to start with you, Rick, and ask you about how this idea and collaboration got started.
I had never heard of the piece, and a colleague and friend, Sue Daniels, had started talking to me about it and kind of encouraging me to think about it. The piece hasn't been done but one time, we think, here in Kalamazoo 11 years ago. And being completely unfamiliar with the work, it was one of those things like, yeah, maybe, we'll get to it someday. And then was persuaded last year as we were planning our season to go ahead and dive in. And
why don't you tell folks the name of this piece?
That's probably a good plan. The piece is John Rutter's Mass of the Children. It's a setting of the traditional Latin Roman Catholic Mass text with some English insertions written for full chorus, orchestra, full orchestra, or chamber orchestra. We're doing the chamber orchestra version, and children's chorus, and a soprano and baritone soloist. And I've conducted a lot of Rutter. I did not know this piece at all going into it, so I kind of programmed it sight unseen, which, you know, we do from time to time. We go out on a limb and grab a new piece. And once I heard it, especially the very first time I rehearsed it with the singers just a few months ago, I was just blown away. I mean, you know, you hear it in recording and you hear it in, and you see performances on YouTube. But then when I stood in front of my K singers and they started singing it, and I put down the baton at the end of the rehearsal and I said, this piece, this is better than I thought by a mile. And it was really exciting to be part of that almost unwrapping, revealing kind of process. With the K singers, you know, they unpacked the piece with me in the moment. And I was just blown away. And that's, again, that's after having listened to it in performance and recording on YouTube and so forth, CDs and all that. But in person, it is a magical, amazing piece of music. And as I said a minute ago, I've conducted a lot of Rutter, and this is by far the best thing I've laid my ears or eyes or baton on of his. So I love it.
John Rutter is always a very good bet when you're programming choral music. He certainly knows the human voice with all of his experience. I did a little bit of research on this Mass of the Children, just to get that right. It's one of his later works. And Fred, I think that Kalamazoo Children's Chorus has been introduced to this piece, but it's been a long time.
It has been. We did it with the Kalamazoo Oratorio Society in 2004 under the direction of Jack Fry. And that was my introduction to the piece, and it was apparently written in 2003, right? So it was relatively new, but Jack had his ears out for it, and he was a friend of John Rutter's, and spent quite a bit of time with him in England through touring and various other musical environments. So I think he was privy to the fact that that was available. And he said, well, we need to do this. And in fact, the funny thing about that was Jack asked me if we would do it, and I said yes. And then not a month later, Tom Kasdorf calls and said, would you guys be interested in doing the Mass of the Children? I said, well, Tom, I'm sorry, we already made a commitment.
Oh, man.
Tom Kasdorf couldn't take advantage of it at the time, but I'm glad it's come full circle here. There is a sad story behind this piece, which I am going to ask if the music itself is sad, but there is a sad component to John Rutter's life at the time he composed this work.
Yes, he had a I don't know how long a time when he did not compose, resulting from the death of his teenage son, who was killed in a hit and run accident in England. My understanding was that he was being dropped off for a choir rehearsal, and crossed the street, and there was a car that was coming, didn't see him, and unfortunately he was killed. And I think Mr. Rutter then took a bit of time off to grieve and to whatever, and I believe that this is the first piece that he wrote when he felt prepared to begin writing again.
Is it heavy?
I don't think so.
I would not say at all. It is, I find its overall mood is one of utter calm. I find it to be so stilling, if that's a verb, for the soul. It, I mean, there are great, bouncy, exciting, energetic moments, but they're not kind of in your face. They're not kind of smacking around or whatever. It's more like a dance. It's more like a celebration. And I find that overall, it's just this amazing sense of peace, and it could well be a reflection of where Mr. Rutter ended up, you know, coming to terms, taking the weight or the fear, the emotion, the sorrow, the anger, the sadness off of his own soul, and just writing something so beautifully expressive and yet so calm and peaceful and contented. There's so much contentment in this piece.
And I think there's a sense of certitude about it, in that the text, I believe that he believes what the text says. And I think that there's a sense, as you sing this, of a sense of wholeness, a sense of belief, a sense of accepting what the text says and knowing that it's true. And I think that, I think that in his case, I think faith played a great deal in the writing of this composition.
It's called Mass of the Children by John Rutter, and the performance is Sunday at 3:00 at First United Methodist Church in downtown Kalamazoo. The rehearsal process has been going on for a few months now, and it's bringing together about how many folks, would you say?
We have about 45, I think, in the K-Singers that will be performing, an orchestra of 11 or something like that. And then how many children?
And 40 children.
Now, before we got started with the interview, I was trying to figure out all the different levels of the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus, which is subdivided into choirs of different levels so that you can meet the kids' ability right where they are. So which specific choirs from the organization will be taking part?
Well, we have two. The Bel Canto Choir is the choir that will be performing with Rick. And then the concert choir will join the Bel Canto Choir to expand the forces to meet the needs for the Rutter.
I wonder if we could hear something from just the children's chorus right now and get to the Rutter in a few minutes, because the program itself will begin with selections performed by both the Kalamazoo Singers and the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus. And then the Rutter itself will be conducted by Rick here. But you, Fred, will be directing a couple pieces in the beginning, right?
I'll be directing a couple of things with the Kalamazoo Singers, yes. I'm excited about that. We had a great time last Monday night.
Oh, wait, so you're swapping choirs?
We're swapping.
Exactly, yeah. That's one of the exciting things that we had decided early on. I was really, I mean, let's be honest, any chance you get to conduct a wonderful choir like the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus, you jump at. Some of my absolutely most memorable, most beautiful performances in my entire career have been when I was up at Interlaken conducting what we called the Intermediate Treble Choir, which was 40 to 45 girls, all intermediate age, so middle school, 6th through 9th grade, basically. I love that sound. I love the music. In fact, both of these pieces that I'll be conducting, one, I begged Fred to let me do, so he pulled out a piece called Song for the Myra and by a Canadian composer. And then he suggested I do another Rutter, which I've also conducted a few times, For the Beauty of the Earth. The children can really express the deepest of human emotions. You know, you don't have to be 45 and, quote, have lived in order to be expressive. You can be 9 years old and have a depth of expression in the center of your soul that is every bit as deep and powerful and as human as somebody who's lived, you know, 40 years. It's an amazing instrument, the children's choir.
Well, it's a perfect time to take a break and listen to a prior performance by the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus of this piece by John Rutter. Would you tell me who we're hearing in this recording?
This is the Bel Canto Choir.
That's a live performance from the Bel Canto Choir of the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus of John Rutter's For the Beauty of the Earth. And if you just tuned in during that piece of music, I'm here to tell you about a concert this Sunday at 3 o'clock at First United Methodist Church, which features not only the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus, but the Kalamazoo Singers together in a major work by John Rutter on the second half of the program. Rick Phelps, you'll be directing the children's choir. Normally, you are directing the Kalamazoo Singers, the adults, supposedly, in the room. I do think there's a great value in any musical ensemble having a guest come in and share their insights and how they work with them. It tends to sharpen the focus, change things up. It often has a really good effect.
Yeah, we had Fred come visit us just a week ago Monday. It is amazing the difference that you get just when a new person walks in the room. Everybody just sort of sits up a little taller. You raise your game, you raise your standards, you give, because you want to please not only your own director, but you want to impress and please the new person in the room. And so having clinicians or guest conductors collaborating, these sorts of things are just, they're great because everybody has a heightened sense of expectation and purpose, and you want to do so well, and you learn so much from different people. Everybody has different things. Every director has different things that they listen for, different styles, different techniques. So Fred threw, you know, half a dozen new ideas at us, which were all wonderful and really, really made beautiful differences in the performance of my choir, the Kalamazoo Singers, on the pieces that he's going to conduct. So they will be uniquely his performances.
Fred, you've had a number of occasions, I think, to prepare your chorus and hand it over to another conductor. Are you ever worried about, you know, how the children are going to do, or that the conductor is just going to ask too much of these young people?
That has not been my experience. We've yet to have that happen. And what we do is when we prepare the piece, I constantly remind them that no matter how carefully we prepared it, the person who's going to come and work with you, be it Rick or Maestro Harvey, comes in, they're going to have a different perspective, and that's okay. You just have to be flexible enough, know your music well enough, that you can adjust when you're asked to do so. And we've had no difficulty with that.
Now, we're going to have an opportunity to hear several sections of the Mass of the Children, but I wondered if children's voices are heard in every single movement or just a few?
Not in every movement. There's a baritone and soprano duet that goes on that the kids don't sing in, but I would say beyond that, just about in every movement, there may be a small segment, and then the adult choir will sing, and then there'll be another part where the children join, or they sing by themselves, and then they all come together in a tutti section to the end.
Okay. So there are soloists plus children's voices plus massed choir. Let's get into it. First, a description of the opening would be great, Rick. Is this a traditional Kyrie eleison?
It is. It is. Except that it doesn't start with the Kyrie eleison. It is titled, the first movement is titled Kyrie, but it starts in English with the children singing, "Awake my soul, and with the sun thy daily stage of duty run. Shake off dull sloth and joyful rise to pay thy morning sacrifice. Redeem thy mist-spent time that's past. Live this day as if it were thy last. Improve thy talent with due care. For the great day thyself prepare." So it begins with this really beautiful, kind of angular, actually, opening melody with this English text. The orchestra is a bit... assertive, and a lot of trills, a lot of just sort of big washes of sound, and the children are singing underneath it with this angular melody, and then it settles into this beautiful, flowing, very legato, tranquil Kyrie. So you do the Kyrie eleison, and then you have the soloists come, or then the children come back in with the Christe, in three-part harmony, a beautiful section. Then the soprano and baritone soloists pick up the same Kyrie eleison that the chorus sang, the full mixed chorus, and then it concludes with a restatement of all those Kyrie themes from the beginning. And very, very lovely, very flowing, but it starts with the children in a very beautiful but very contrasting melodic and rhythmic energy.
The opening Kyrie is traditionally followed by a Gloria.
That's right.
It sounds happier because it's like glorious.
That's right. And this is a very joyful I don't quite want to go to the word jaunty, but it has it's so buoyant, even effervescent. There's a good word. And a lot of what we call in music lift, it feels like it's always rising. The melody rises, the way the instruments enter at the beginning of it, it's ascending. So there's a lot of upward feeling to it. And it's written in 5/8, which is a mixed meter, which lends it to this sort of bouncy, joyful bum 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 beat a bum 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 bum. It gives a lot of rhythmic energy.
Why don't we take a short break and hear music from the Gloria, from the Mass of the Children by John Rutter. My guests are Rick Phelps and Fred Sang, directors of the Kalamazoo Singers and the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus. Music of John Rutter from his Mass of the Children. We heard the movement Gloria, the second movement of the Mass of the Children by John Rutter. And with me here in the studio at WMUK are two choral conductors, Rick Phelps, who leads the Kalamazoo Singers, and Fred Tsang, who's director of the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus. And as you can hear from the music, this takes children's voices, grown-up voices, soloists, and instrumentalists to perform this beautiful, joyous music. I don't think you were overstating the sense of buoyancy in this Gloria. Earlier in the hour, you said that nothing did quite prepare you for hearing it for the first time in rehearsal, and that there's a real quality when it comes out in the room.
This piece, to me, has a sound that is enveloping. And being in the presence of these 50 singers and having them fill a room with the music of Rutter was a very different experience than listening to it through headphones or through speakers. It's like being washed over with this with these waves of beautiful, beautiful singing, and the music is so much more personal and intimate, I think, when it is physically surrounding you, when the people that are producing the music are right there with you in the room. And it is a really special experience.
I should mention the concert is on Sunday at 3:00 at First United Methodist Church. For those who haven't been there before, it's right in downtown Kalamazoo on Bronson Park, and does have one of those classic cathedral kind of sounds, which I imagine you're anticipating really resounding in there.
We're very excited about that. We had a rehearsal last night and started to get to know the acoustic. And there are great challenges in going to a new building, but we've got a couple rehearsals in there before the performance, so we'll have a nice time learning what it sounds like. But yeah, it's such a beautiful, impressive, magnificent space. And so we're very excited to bring this beautiful piece of music into a space that will do it justice.
Have either of you been to England and explored some of the spaces that are there for singing?
Yes.
Both of you.
I'm sorry.
I had a feeling that would be the answer. Yeah. Would both of you have done your tour of admiration?
Well, I took the choir to on one trip. We went to England and then to France, and we sang a concert at Canterbury Cathedral, and then one in Notre Dame, and so it was really fun on the bus with the kids. These middle school and high school kids are just discussing the various acoustical properties of which cathedral they preferred to sing in because of the acoustics. And Canterbury is just, have you had a chance to be there, Rick, in Canterbury?
I cannot remember.
So many cathedrals. So
I know, time. I know. The place that I remember the best was actually York Minster.
Oh.
In the north of the country, where Downton Abbey happens to be set, even though we all know that Highclere Castle is not in the north, but the south of England.
Regardless.
But I think, Gothic architecture is all designed to lift one's head and eyes and spirit up. And it's the immensity of the buildings. It's the direction, the point on the top of the windows, the spires, the towers, everything in that architecture is designed to lift your eyes, your heart, your spirit towards God. And they're awesome. They're awe-inspiring buildings for the purpose of creating awe in the people that come there to worship. That's why they built them that way. And, I think we lose a little bit here. I digress into architecture. But I think we lose a little bit in modern church buildings, which are just sort of austere and functional. And the First United Methodist Church is not austere or merely functional. It is a beautiful space, and it really will add the right ambiance, the right lighting, the right acoustic to this kind of work.
The Mass of the Children by John Rutter, who, of course, is an English composer. And I brought up England specifically because he is so associated with Clare College in Cambridge, where he formed his own choir that has recorded some 40 albums that are kind of a certain standard in English singing. I wondered if you might talk a little bit about good writing for voice, which I would think would be a hallmark of his writing.
I can speak to this past holiday season, we sang the Candlelight Carol that he's written, and we performed it at our concert, then performed it with the KSO, with the orchestration. And this is for treble voices, it's also arranged for SATB, adult voices. And I have to say that, get technical here, the voice leading, the line, the sense of internal harmony and the lines that those parts sing is so accessible and makes such intuitive sense that it makes making that music a joy. He just knows how to write for the voice.
We're about to listen to the Sanctus. Is there anything that you can tie in with that idea in the music we're about to listen to?
Yeah, Rutter's sound, Rutter's sense of melodic line, I think, is really almost, if not unmatched, in his generation, then pretty close. You know, you go out on a limb and you can say, oh, so-and-so is the best composer, blah, blah, blah. But he has such a knack for writing melody. His melodies are beautiful. They're flowing. We use the word spinning. He just spins the melody and it just goes on and on, and you never tire of it. It's always satisfying. I think, Fred, you said it in the end, it's a joy to sing because there is something about the shape and the flow of his melodic lines that just are beautiful, and they touch you. And we find that clearly illustrated in the Sanctus. You have this beautiful flowing, very pretty slow opening. It's in 9/8 time for all you musicians out there. But he juxtaposes a feeling of duple over the triple feeling of the 9/8, and so the choir is singing along Sanctus, Sanctus, and then they'll go into a duple like Deus Sabaoth. So it gives the two against the three, and that contrast is really—it's a bit striking. And yet it adds some power to certain of the texts, like Deus is God, Lord God Almighty, Deus Sabaoth. So that gives a different sense of power or authority versus the holy, holy, holy sense of the word Sanctus. It's so simple and elegant and simply beautiful. And he does that over and over and over again. And you never, I mean, he always surprises you, but you always realize, oh yeah, it's a Rutter. It's going to be pretty, you know? It's going to be beautiful.
That's why I was joking before we started the interview. I said, is John Rutter the, is he?
Is he the Andrew Lloyd Webber of
sacred
choral music or whatever? Yeah. And that's a great question. I mean, you could say, yes, he is, because, you know, Webber is really accessible. Phantom is, it's a great piece. It's, you know, some of us are a little critical that might be a little simple in places, and yet the melodies are effortless and beautiful. And Rutter is effortless and beautiful. So satisfying to sing.
Let's listen to the Sanctus from the Mass of the Children.
Thank you.
From The Mass of the Children by John Rutter, we just heard the Sanctus movement from this major work, which will be performed on Sunday at 3 o'clock at First United Methodist Church in downtown Kalamazoo. It's a collaboration between the Kalamazoo Singers and the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus. Both directors are here with me at the end of this hour, Rick Phelps and Fred Sang. And here in the last few minutes, I thought I'd open it up for final thoughts and observations on the concert. And I'll start with you, Fred.
I think this is a wonderful collaboration within this community. One of many things that happened in Kalamazoo, which makes our city and community so unique. We have two wonderful organizations coming together, utilizing local soloists and bringing together great talent to make some beautiful music on Sunday afternoon.
Behind the scenes, it's a lot more work than the audience will realize on Sunday. This is a major, major piece.
It is, and the Kalamazoo Singers have done their share of heavy lifting in terms of not just making the music, but in terms of all the logistical stuff that goes on, and it is a tremendous amount of work.
Final thoughts from you, Rick?
It's such a joy to be part of an artistic community where we can share our gifts, our talent, our love for singing, our love for great music. I think collaborations speak to the heart of who we are here in Kalamazoo, who we are as musicians, and how much we not just care about great music, but care about each other, and how much we respect each other's performances. You know, when I sit down and listen to or collaborate on a performance with Maestro Harvey, when we join forces with a group conducted like the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus conducted by Fred, these are great opportunities to extend our thoughts and wishes and hopes through these great collaborations. But you know, you look at the last thing that we're singing, the very last words that the choirs perform, Dona Nobis Pacem, grant us peace. And as I said at the beginning of this little chat, this whole piece, The Mass of the Children, is so calming and peaceful. And we really hope that our performance brings not only joy, but calm and peace and hope to our entire community.
Listeners who are interested and moved to join the Kalamazoo Singers and Children's Chorus and assorted soloists and musicians on Sunday can find full details at the Kalamazoo Singers Facebook page or at kalamazoosingers.org. Soloists include soprano Sue Daniels and baritone David Wienheis. I would like to thank Rick Phelps and Fred Sang for spending the hour here at WMUK to talk about the concert. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
You're listening to WMUK's Let's Hear It, Music of the Moment in West Michigan. I'm Kara Lawrence. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We'll finish with the final movement of The Mass of the Children by John Rutter, Dona Nobis Pacem.